I'd like to call this meeting to order. It is now past when we're supposed to, it is now what time here? 6:08. Just to give you a little update, if you look at your second, page two, adjournment is estimated at 7:45. Now, as we move on, maybe we can move on a little quicker. It's up to the board. We might stay here till 9. We might get out of here at 7:45. So it's all up to you how we run this meeting. So.
That's a threat, Mr. Chair.
That's not a threat. I'm just saying, hey, like Karen says, maybe some of them like you being here till 9.
Yeah.
You know, so.
In these chairs.
No, so. It's Tuesday, and we just
have anyway, at this point.
We're the firing squad.
What is happening?
What did I create here?
Why is everybody on that side?
Somebody's missing. Who's missing?
All right, who didn't take a shower?
Who's missing?
Must be Ben or I.
Are we missing something?
Okay, anyway, let's move on. Like I said, I'm part of the problem.
I don't know.
Adoption of amended agenda.
Daddy is not here tonight, so please. Make sure you speak slowly when you're making a motion. Oh. Julie's going to do her best to take notes.
She did great before.
Yeah.
She's
doing all that discussion, and she did pretty well.
So, again, I'll ask for adoption of the amenda.
So moved.
Amendment. I got a motion by Jeff. And
second.
I need a second. Second by Ed. Any more discussion? If not, those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Approval of the minutes, September 17th board minutes meeting. I'll ask for a motion in a second. I got a motion from Dan.
Second.
Second from Wayne. Any more discussion? Not those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Special board session, October 15th meeting.
Hold on for Julie.
I'll ask for a motion in a second. Oh, I'm trying.
Dan and Wayne. Okay.
I'll talk slow.
Just say the names.
I'm really trying to figure out what.
That's helpful. If you just repeat who gives the motions.
Okay, so I need a motion for the board special session, October 15th.
Dave moves.
Dave moves. I need a second.
I'll second.
We got a second from Mary. Any more discussion? If not, those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried.
I hope Patty reviews this.
She's going to listen to the audio. That's why she felt like she could
Julie's going to do a great job. Yeah.
Boy, to change?
Nope.
You people change your medication?
Yeah.
These normally aren't this much fun.
There's no one for public open
There's
forum.
Nothing for public open forum. I need a motion to pay the bills.
So moved.
5.1.
Ed.
So moved, Mr. Chair. Ed.
And second from Mary. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Financial reports, 5.2. I'm asking for a motion and a second. I got a motion from Mary. I need a second. I got a second from Jane. Any more discussion? If not, those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Consent agenda, 6.1.
Nothing.
Got nothing. Communications, Art and Culture Heritage Fund, interim progress report.
The report that we submitted to the state that we're required to do partway through the budget cycle is included in your packet. You can see some of the highlighted events that we've been doing with legacy funds around the region.
Again, that's just so informational. Is there any more discussion on that? If not, 7.2, Minitex 2019 year-end review.
This is Minitex's annual report summary. Minitex is based out of the University of Minnesota, and they're the agency responsible for providing things like our online chat service, our interlibrary loan service, online databases like Learning Express Library. It's a wide range of services that they offer, and we're lucky to have them as a strong statewide partner.
Thank you for that update.
Mr. Chair.
Mary.
How much does that cost us annually?
Nothing.
No. What?
We actually get paid from Minitex for being the hub for the St. Cloud area for interlibrary loan delivery.
Otherwise, it's tax.
There's money that changes hands, like for cataloging. We pay for some of the services. They pay us back for some of the interlibrary loan services. So there's a lot of money changing hands.
Zero.
or so.
It's a net revenue stream for us, right? Okay, thank you. That way, but because we're a strong partner, we actually receive revenue. Thank you.
Anything else in that one? All right, nothing in the other, on the 7.3, any presentations?
No, we didn't do that tonight.
There was no presentations on the 8.1. Staff reports, executive director, 9.1.
One edit on page 24, it said I went to the Career Solutions meeting yesterday. It was canceled, so I didn't go. The other thing I wanted to note, I got an email today from the city of St. Cloud asking about the lease. So I haven't responded yet, but.
Let's write that down.
Yeah. More to come, I'm sure.
That's a nice fire you lit on the one.
All right, okay. Management report, including strategic plan progress. Jay?
My report said that we would have print to go in St. Cloud. That did get canceled, and we are looking to reschedule that with our bank.
Thank you for that update.
I have the fundraising report as of last Friday. Brianne gave me totals. As of Friday, we had received a total of 78 gifts, $4,500 toward our goal of, I think it's, she had it in there, 47,000. But we only mailed the donor solicitations last week. That we had done friends, we had done staff, and we had done board members. So the big mailing went out last week. I anticipate
you said
more.
$45 or
$4,521.50. Average gift at this point is $57.97.
I won't ask how many board members are not going to give their donation yet, so don't worry about that. So I won't.
Yeah, we should worry about that. It's important that we have 100%.
I understand we should have 100%, but again, it's a personal thing, so.
Of course.
Last year I gave everybody crap, so this year I won't.
Get that on the minutes.
Well, I think I did too.
Yeah, put that in the minutes, huh?
All right.
Get that,
Mr. Chair, one more thing on the fund development.
We'll have fund development committee to update later if you want.
Yeah, we'll bring that up later.
All right, thank you. Sorry.
Okay. Anything else in the strategic plan progress? Nothing there. Building reports, you gave us that already.
Yep, it's in the packet.
Right.
The only thing you might want to know is Painesville closed early today because there was a gas leak in town. It was not related to the library, but it impacted the library.
Dan?
Mr. Chair, can we back up to Julie's report?
Schmitz?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had a question about the employee communication engagement survey. Is that a volunteer survey that's given? Or is it required by all the employees to do?
It's voluntary. We send it to all employees by email. So I think we sent about 278, and we got about 230 responses back.
So most of them, 90%, responded.
That included substitutes. So
right.
It's everybody.
Just a little bit of a decrease in employee management. Trust between senior management and employees.
Right, right. We've noted that, and
I just was wondering if this is something valid that we should be looking at or not. You know, because when you give surveys out, if you don't have enough people participating.
Oh yeah, I would. I think it's definitely valid. That is a pretty high rate of completion.
Okay.
And we look at the comments. We take them, you know, earnestly and. Always want to be looking for areas that we can improve. So we certainly take it as a valid source of feedback from staff.
That was my only question.
Thank you, Dan. Staff recognition for 9.4.
I was not here tonight, but she's celebrating 15 years. So we can maybe call that out in January when she was here.
Fire cake or something.
Mr. Chair.
I'm sorry, I could not hear that.
Patty will be celebrating 15 years this year.
Mayor, you got to be
Mr. Chair.
Careful.
Michael.
You on 9-3, and I skipped over it quickly. Can we, for the next meeting, have an update on Howard Lakes building, where they're at in that? Because I know Rice was doing it, their foreman or whatever supervisor left. Is the work done? How's it going? An update for January's meeting, if we could.
Sure, we can ask for that.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
I just had a question on Big Lakes, the pipe that's underneath the pavement by the, that they've closed. Has that been addressed at all?
Not aware of any changes. Part of the issue was not just the pipe itself, but the way we were being told to manage the building.
Run the water.
Right.
Run the water.
Right.
Have we had a solution to that? Can we?
We have not had any follow-up to that at this point.
Okay.
That's 2 years.
Can we get that for the next meeting?
Yeah.
We have an update.
Another one for the building report for next meeting. I think that's perfect.
We'll get it ready for you. All right. Anything else on the building report? And staff recognition. So we have Pat, and that's for the one other one, no one else.
Well, there's a list of people, but people that come to the board meeting, that would be the only one.
Okay.
And Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Thank you. Cyrene and Amy, those two have been here a long, long time. You know, 31 and 24 years, that's wow.
Right. Going through the coordinator level positions have been turning over at a fairly high rate. We've been talking about that for a while. I think a couple of years ago, half of them were retirement eligible.
Right.
We're down to about a third. But we have a lot of institutional knowledge walking out the door every time that happens. Also creates new opportunities for us to get new ideas in places. And also with the budget, it creates some interesting opportunities because you do have people leaving top range and not always coming in. But in terms of their service, they've been involved with a lot of different committees. Amy is currently on public services team. Serene's been on fund development committee. And I know they've been very dedicated to their communities.
And Mr. Chair, I just want to make a note with Amy Whitman. The time I've been on the library board, I've interacted with her quite a bit. Even though she's not my district, I interact with her a lot because of proximity. That is one fantastic person. We've been very fortunate to have somebody like that in the system. And if all of them are like her, I think we're doing really well. Really cares. I mean, it's a shame to see her go, but you know, what do you do? But
you can't begrudge people their retirement.
Sure, we can.
We must stick around.
All right. With the staff recognition, again, we appreciate that. Again, does anybody else have any more comments on them? If not, third quarter stats. 9.5.
Things are running generally where we projected. Borrower numbers we still struggle a little bit with. We saw for the first time an uptick quarter over quarter for third quarter borrower numbers. That may be a result of the library closure in 2016 in St. Cloud, so it's too soon to tell whether that's going to be something that's sustained. One of the things that are of note, we are working with University of Michigan students on a data capstone project. They are going to be using our data related to fines and circulation to see if there's a trend they can measure since we made the fines change in June. So they're just working on developing that project now, and we'll be working on the project itself in spring semester. So we're hopeful that we'll learn something from that process where they're looking at fines revenue, circulation data, and borrower trends, and hopefully that'll help us make some decisions for the next strategic plan. The other thing I'd point out is the circulation statistics. We are starting to recover in some locations from the first quarter drop that we had seen due to the weather. It was a really tough first quarter. If you remember, we were closed quite a bit in January and February. Foley, for example, had started out with, I believe it was a 16% decline at the beginning of the year, and they're slowly crawling out of that. So there have been a lot of changes made in the library over the summer. Brandy's been working really hard, in beefing up the collection to what people are actually asking for, and you're starting to see that in those numbers. So even though Foley is on the decline, it's significantly better than where it was 6 months ago. And there are other libraries that are really standing out, like Richmond has finally turned a corner, Eagle Bend, those smaller communities, you can really see people leveraging their library.
Well, Eagle Bend had construction in front of theirs for a long time.
And the school closure, I think, made people flock to the library.
I think it's Sartell locker system, it looks like it's moving.
Yeah, we're starting to finally see year-over-year statistics there now. So that's been kind of interesting to see that there's an uptick, even though we've been at capacity. There's still more books moving through the system than there had been a year ago.
And we're in our second year of our pilot, or third?
We're about two and a half at this point. The contract will be up for renewal next year.
Anything else in that jumps out at you, Karen?
Nope.
All right.
Mr. Chair, there was some talk about expanding the lockers. Is Sartell talking about that?
I don't think we haven't. Do you remember where
there hasn't been any direct talk with Mary. It's just we did have a meeting. I don't remember the exact month. It wasn't that long ago where we met with the mayor and Mary DiGiovanni again. And just kind of let them know where the locker system was at, its usage. Some all options would be like to expand the lockers, shorten the hold period, more awareness, things like that. So, but at that meeting, we did let them know that since it would be coming into the third year of the pilot for the, it ends in the 2021 budget, that they might want to schedule something with the board or us in management here sometime before we start working on the base budget for 2021.
There was a deeper analysis of the project in the library development plan that was part of the October packet too. So.
Anything else? If not, AFSCME 19 report.
So AFSCME is one of the services provided by Minitex. It is our online 24/7 chat service. We staff the service 5 hours a week with librarian coverage. As a result, we get back 24/7 chat coverage. And you can see that this is, the project itself is in its 10th year, and it's very well used. So we included the information they sent us for your review on the service. It's a great partnership, and it's we're excited. They are moving to a new platform this year, and so the chat widget that appears on our website, I think, will be more responsive than the current one. We're kind of limited in what we can make it look like and do, and the new platform should give us more options.
That's good information.
So, Mr. Chair.
Mary.
Do we pay for this additional, or is this part of Minitex?
It's part of Minitex, and we staff the service 5 hours a week. In return, we get 24/7 coverage. So we have to have a librarian staffing it. That's part of the commitment. It can't be just a frontline assistant. It has to be someone with a library background, because most of the questions that come in are more in-depth reference. So what usually happens is between the supervisors and the librarians in patron services, and then Beth Ringsmith-Stoltman, they rotate the schedule during their desk time, and then just have the chat widget open from 1 to 2 each day and rotate that around as part of their other work. So it's pretty low investment for us for what we get in return. If you look at the stats, Great River stats, back on page 37, one of our goals this year was to try to grow that particular service's usage here, because we have such a low investment in having it. And so we did some online promotion and more strategic placement on the website. And you can see we did see some pretty significant growth already this year. We're hoping to continue that growth trend, because the more people more people using it doesn't put any stress on the system. It's really to our advantage to have more people accessing live help when they need it.
Which category is that?
Chat reference sessions is actually our AskMen activity.
Thank you.
Our goal is to reach 1155, which is, I think, a 5% growth over last year. I think we'll possibly exceed it.
Anything else?
Mr. Chair, how is it that resident borrow numbers are going down instead of up? Is that a trend that we are seeing?
It has been for a long time. We've been fighting that trend for about 5 years at least. And one of our theories has been, I think, it's a consolidation of cards to some degree. When you access the library online, it's easier to manage one online account versus five. The other thing we've noticed is we have a borrower retention problem, and it's taken us a couple of years of analyzing the data to realize it's not we don't have enough new growth, it's that people don't necessarily come back to the library after they visited a couple of times. And so one of the things we'll be focusing on in the next strategic plan is trying to retain borrowers versus trying to get new borrowers. And we're hoping that by focusing more on the collection and user experience, like the first time visit, that we'll be able to change that retention. We've done a lot of efforts, and we've actually managed to flatten it out to some degree. About 5 years ago, we were seeing about 4 to 5% decline month over month, and that's flattened out to about 1 to 2%, or even in this last quarter, we've actually seen a net increase quarter over quarter for the first time.
It'd be kind of interesting to see what 14 is, because I mean, that's anomaly, 114 in 15. I wonder what 14 was that going to be.
Our peak was in, was that 2009 or 2011? It was right after St. Michael, Staples, St. Cloud, Piers all got new buildings in the same year. So you always get this automatic bump. Plus, we were in the height of the recession. Library activity is always the opposite of the economy. So when times get tough, people use the library more. Times are pretty good right now, so we're seeing some declines in activity. That's pretty normal in a public library.
Good point. All right. Anything else on that? All right. And we'll turn this one over to Lisa for committee reports. Finance Committee.
Okay, our Finance Committee board met today. We approved the third quarter financial report. You also have copies of this in your packet. We approved a $100,000 budget surplus fund to be to supplant revenue in the 2021 budget. And then there were a number of requests that weren't budgeted for that we approved some different things for Kimball with the new library opening there, designating up to $18,500 for internet security control, $9,000 for consulting on our website platform, and then up to $4,000 or $4,000 for a pilot project where we have a local book return alternative service. Not sure where that's going to be yet, so stay tuned. And then two other items that we approved were additional hours, both in Piers and St. Michael. And you do have information in your packet regarding all of that. And with that, I would move approval.
Second.
Lisa, Mike, I got a second. Any more discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Mary, go ahead.
Okay.
Just curious, did we not anticipate the website technical support and the penetration testing in our previous budgeting or what?
So these are both things that you don't necessarily do every year. They're kind of a one-time thing or one every occasional, you know, so many years thing. So that's why we felt this was an opportunity. When we were looking at possible things to ask for designations for, we were looking to build capacity and improve reliability. Those were our criteria. The other thing about the web developer consulting is we did have turnover in that position. So we had a staff member who was here for many years, well experienced with the particular platform we're using. And when we went to hire, we did not find candidates in our pool who had experience with that technology. So we've hired somebody. He's doing great. He's learning a lot. But we have a lot that we want to achieve with our website. And so we would like to give him some help for the next year. So when he has a question about the technology that we are using, he'll be able to get an answer and some best practices from them. And then after that, he'll be on his own.
Back to the testing. How often would we anticipate doing that?
I do not have an answer. One of the things that we'll be getting from the consultant is plans for how to carry on. And so one of the things that will come out of that, there's a list of things that we need to fix, hopefully not that many, and then plans for how to maintain our security level. And this is what we're really talking about is protection at the border of our network. We have a lot of security things in place. This is in part making sure we're doing a good job protecting on the outside of our network.
So we could anticipate a further expense at some point.
If it becomes a routine thing, we'll build it into the budget. But I don't anticipate an $18,000 expense every year.
Mr. Chair, I would expect that we would probably do this randomly to test our system. So I think it's just a good idea. You don't know when you want to do it randomly to put it in the budget, but I just think it comes up, as Jay is trying to say, periodically. But I think it's good that we test our system randomly and don't do it on a pattern. Do it off the whim. So
I also mentioned that we've never done this before as an organization. Right. So this will be the first time, and it will be a learning experience.
Mm-hmm. Never?
We have never contracted with a consultant. We do a lot. We do a lot of stuff in-house. We do a lot of internal. We have firewalls, security policies, antivirus. We have a lot of security measures in place. But the thing with security is you can never consider it done.
Yeah.
And so this is an opportunity to have an outside look.
Okay. Thank you.
Any more discussion? Okay. Karen.
Two comments. One, I think in regards specifically to the network penetration testing, public libraries are particularly unique in the role of cybersecurity because we aren't just protecting our data. We're responsible for protecting data patron to patron, and we have public-facing terminals. So it's really important that our networks are safe and secure when people use them. The other thing I'd want to point out, a large percentage of the surplus is a result of holding positions open and choosing not to fill them. So, for example, the open hours proposal in particular is coming directly from the communications and development specialist position we've chosen not to fill. So some of the surplus itself is repurposing the money for other library uses, knowing that we've chosen to reorganize or restructure.
And another little comment off of Karen's, if I may. The other thing that makes us unique as a library is we actually invite our attackers to come inside the building. You know, we have wireless here that anybody can use. If you can come in, get on our network, and if we miss something, you could do more.
Yep. Michael.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. For the rest of the board, the first four items were taken from budget surplus, like a one-off items type thing. The last two items were actually in the budget. So the last two of the extended hours at Pierce and St. Michael were actually budgeted items. Just so the clarification between what was surplus money versus what was budgeted, so you have, you know, what the difference is between the two.
So the 100,000 is the first four.
Of the first four, correct.
Yeah.
Any more discussion? Okay, I have a motion and a second for the Finance Committee.
Not that it matters, but I don't think that was exactly correct, Chairman. The 100,000 is the assessment towards the counties, the way I understood it. These four items are in budget surplus. They're two different items, aren't they?
Right.
I just don't want Mary to be led astray.
Correct.
I could be wrong.
Oh, you're not.
Say that again.
It is what?
The $100,000 is the money that's going to go towards decrease in the county levies that are due, or the amounts. These four items are in and above that. They're two separate items. One's going to to offset what the counties have to contribute. This is coming out of the budget reserves to do these items that we deem.
Which we've already charged the counties for.
Correct.
Yes, I understand that.
And we also had a nice discussion at the Finance Committee about these two, so let's let you know.
And the additional hours, Mr. Chair, if I made the additional hours, those were two budgeted items, the last two, so.
All right.
Oh, I'm not the only one.
Thank you for that. All right, again, we have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Not those in favor of 10.1, Finance Committee's report?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Not 10.2.
There was an error. There wasn't a personnel committee.
I was going to say, when did we meet?
Sorry.
Dave will give that report.
We missed that.
I'll move we pass it.
All right. Fund Development Committee.
I think Jane is going to give the report.
All right.
Give a report on that. We welcomed a new member, Bernie Burns, who was a member of this board for 9 years. So it's good to have her back. We also did an update on our year-end campaign. In hopes to boost the staff participation, our committee member, Mark Thielen, offered up a staff challenge to match up to $2,500 for the staff. Our planned giving brochure is being updated, and we also updated our GRRL grants policy and procedures. And our next meeting will be January 17th, 2020, if anybody would like to attend.
And sign thank yous.
Yes, Lee, Mary, and I will be there for sure, right?
Yeah, the this sort of tied into an idea that Jeff had several months ago, and Mark's idea of matching up to $2,500 the contributions of staff. I'm sure he wouldn't object if we included board members in that as well. And he's a real creative individual. And there's genuine enthusiasm in the committee. I think this could, going forward, be a real opportunity for the library. I think this also ties into the 501c3 effort that has been undertaken. It'd be a separate entity from the library, but certainly related. So getting all these things organized and in place, it'll take a bit, but I think it's definitely the right direction.
All right, Jane, thanks for that report. Any more questions or comments? Okay, library safety and security.
I got that one.
That's you, Jeff.
Mr. Okay. Chairman, members, we met October 30th, 1:30 to 3:30. At the library here, Karen, Julie, Mary, myself, Lee, Dave, and Sergeant Tad Hessian, and staff members Eric and Terry were there as well. Julie Schmitz addressed the committee on the progress of the safety audits. 29 were done. The rest were, I think, are done as of today or as of now. Generally, the overall results of the audits have been good. The staff feeling safe overall. There was discussion about the opening alone in some of the branches and the closing. Having law enforcement present at the closings or just at schedules that the two staff people could be present when they do close the branches. The committee will continue to review those needs. Fire extinguishers, how they were checked at each branch was discussed, and training how to use a fire extinguisher. A lot of people weren't 100% sure how to use one. There may be opportunities for the GRRL libraries to house AEDs, and we talked about the ones that don't have them using local charitable organizations obtaining through grants. There's also an effort throughout the area. Lee knows the individual that's involved with that in Stearns County that's promoting this, and I'm sure it's happening in a bigger area. It's a central care grant system that's kind of pushing the local effort. Karen shared the information about possible technology solutions for emergency notifications. The committee will be further discussing these options
when are those reviews? That's coming up.
I think it's the 26th.
They're coming up that some, I'm sure I won't be able to, but some members will be tuned into. Sergeant Hessian compiled the stats and calls for service at St. Cloud Public Library. Since May, there was a total of 103 calls. Calls of note included 12 suspicious activity, 12 intoxicated persons, 5 apprehension orders, 3 for trespass, removing previously trespassed individuals, 2 for assault, vagrancy, 13 have been trespassed from GRRL during this time period. Lastly, the committee discussed the roles of the safety and wellness team in relation to the security committee. Safe and wellness team is a staff-driven team, right, Julie? Mm-hmm. Yep, and of course, our committee is the board members and some staff people, so we're gonna be pursuing exactly how to meld those two. Julie shared a proposal for what she views as the purpose and responsibilities of their team, of the staff team, and then our committee, and how that might work together. That's it.
Any questions or comments for Jeff?
Mr. Chair, as a member, I think it's one of the best security meetings we've had. We had a lot of dialogue, good questions and reviews, and I think we're making good progress in what we're doing and reviewing a lot of things. So I thought it was one of the best meetings we've had.
And Mr. Chairman, I think the most alarming to me was that the staff, how appreciative the staff input has been, right, how appreciative they are that we're doing this. I think when we started this, I don't think this board, and I know I didn't, really wasn't tuned into that, but the staff feels better. I mean, it was just the bigger issue of all these things that were going on, but the staff comments about how they appreciate that this board and that the executive branch are trying to make them more safe. So it's a win-win in my mind.
Good to hear.
Mr. Chair, Wayne. Jeff, how many libraries have AEDs present?
I think there was a lot of them. Julie would know that. There was more than I thought there were.
Mm-hmm. I think it's like 17.
Yeah, I was going to say half. 10, 15.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of them are ours, some are not. Mm-hmm.
The Alina Hospital Board in Buffalo, when I was present there, we gave out a lot of AEDs. Mm-hmm. So there's a grant effort there. I'll look up the application, and if I can help, I'd be more than happy to.
I think Julie would be a good one to Julie's kind of shepherding
that.
Okay.
Because they have given that, I think, mm-hmm, just have come from the Adelina program.
And they would do Rockford and Delano. And,
mm-hmm, and Mr. Chairman, some of those AEDs, the efforts that's going on here, they're looking to put them in positions where it's 24-hour accessibility. Even having them in a library, part of the problem is they're only open for limited hours. So, but at least they're in public places. But this effort that's going on around here is looking to put them outside with heating units on them that are literally available 24/7 at police station front doors or city hall front doors, you know, gas stations that might be open 24 hours. That could go inside. But to have them in place, I think St. Joe had like 20 of them placed. So if you're going to have a heart attack, go do it in St. Joe.
That's a good takeaway.
Yeah. Have they tested to make sure that with the weather they are working fine?
Evidently. And of course, the biggest thing, and that's what we found out with the fire extinguishers and everything, they do have to be tested. Batteries have to be replaced, just like smoke alarms and everything. So it's not just getting the units, it's education of how to use them and how to maintain them that they're using. But to date, until this new effort that's occurring, people didn't even know where they were. The police chief in Painesville did not know where any AEDs were in Painesville. And so how can you refer someone someplace if you don't even know where they are? So the identification of where they are and making sure that they're used, you know, that they can be used, and then trying to get them in more locations where they're more accessible. And certainly library can be a big part of that.
And Mr. Chair, Jeff has covered it well, but I think the main goal of the security meeting, committee meeting, is awareness, make people aware of things. You know, where is this at? Where is that? How does this work? And that has never been done, I don't think. You know, as we progress, we're finding out people say, oh, didn't know that. So it's just kind of educating and awareness, and it's we're making leaps and bounds here, I think.
Great
so.
Outreach.
Yeah, it's great. So,
anything else?
Well, the some of the things that would make sense is, you know, if there's a remodeling project, or even in the case of Kimball, where there's a new library, if you keep in mind in its basic design and how you lay out the interior furniture, mm-hmm. where the line of sight from the main entrance into the library is fairly direct, where a person who is staffing at that desk or whatever central point is there can scan periodically the whole area. And in terms of equipment, there is stuff that can that's available that would enhance security. The cost of cameras, for example, are coming down significantly. So, you know, that's a possibility. And look at the low-cost stuff first. Anything that we'd come up with in the near future be improvement over what we've got. And just get the idea that this is everyone's business. As we move forward, I think some opportunity to provide some unusual community service as well as a cooperation with other providers. Why couldn't we suggest that a local fire department that on some Saturday, don't schedule it, but some Saturday have a drill in the library where you're taking out somebody with a alleged heart attack? Is that so out of line that that could never happen? You know, if you consider the goofy stuff that's happened here, that could happen anywhere. And you'd get some local press and a local weekly paper. I mean, just we can kill, let's see, I'd rather use a different terminology. We can affect
not trying to kill people.
Different outcomes with creative use of community resources that benefits everyone.
Anything else on that subject? Otherwise, I appreciate Jeff for your information, and Dave, and who also sits on the Library and Safety Committee. If you look at the next page, again, the question is, we have to have two closed sessions. We can't have them both at the same time. So, and I'm just kind of looking at, do I jump to new business and get those out of the way before we close the sessions?
Good plan.
Sounds good.
Yes, get her done.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so then I'll have to have a motion to amend the our
agenda,
and then we'll move on from there.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
I have a motion to agenda.
Second.
All right, I have a motion and a second.
Who was it?
Motion.
Ed and Wayne. Okay, and we're moving it where?
We're moving the library open hours adjustment to before we have the closed sessions.
Okay, and the policy
and
too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, okay.
And I think we'll leave the farewell to department members. We'll do that last.
Okay.
All right, so I have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? Not those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. All right, we'll move to 12.1, Library Open Hours Adjustment. Eagle Ben and Rockford.
These are budget neutral, provided for the board's information. It's my understanding both communities are fully aware of the changes and in support of it. Eagle Bend even went so far to send out surveys in the water bills, I think it was. Rockford, the community is also in support of the changes, and we anticipate this will improve access to the people who use the library.
Mr. Chair.
Michael.
Thank you. In reference to Rockford, I did make that request to review the hours to match the patterns. And they found with community engagement, yes, adjusting these hours will help with the patrons that say that these hours be more convenient. So I do applaud Granny for getting these things done. Like I say, it's budget neutral, but we're about trying to make sure we want to be open the hours that the people actually want it open, so to be there. Because I was there many times at 8 o'clock and there was nobody there, so you could close an hour earlier, open up an hour earlier, get people in there. So I'm going to, I anticipate, and Eagle Bend's probably the same story, I anticipate a positive result on this as far as circulation and flow in those libraries.
Mr. Chairman, I hope it was a coincidence that when Mike was there, that nobody was there. That was purely a coincidence, Mike.
Yeah.
We have to keep it a little bit light.
Hey,
though.
All right.
This is the
moving on.
Meeting
all right, that's not an action item, but it's a discussion item. Thank you very much for that. Library development policy revisions, 12.2.
These are policy updates based on the recommendations approved in the library development plan in October. Some of this is just renumbering like we did the rest of the policies at the beginning of the year. There were a few policies we chose not to edit because they are incorporated in the branch agreements, but those edits that we are proposing are not in the branch agreements and are mostly to align with position changes, like on page 60, where we've changed the term for that department from public relations to communication and development. On the appendices, the changes that are there are to align with the changes we made in the plan. So on page 65, we did say mail a book is something we might consider if we find, for example, fund development revenue that would support it. We decided to put a locker in Sartell, and we called it GRRL to go. So appendix 6-7 is changed to actually match what we're doing in Sartell. When we first wrote this policy, it was just a concept. So this brings us more in alignment with what we actually did. On page 66, we did approve the book return, and here the policy says we're going to opt to pilot this if we have some funding. Biblioteca Open Plus was an option we included as a possible alternative service in the library development plan update last month. That is, I think I've sent information out to the board about this concept. It's being tested in some metro area libraries in the next couple of years and would allow 24/7 access in some facilities. So our recommendation in the plan last month was if this was going to be supported by a local community, it would need to be tested in a shared facility first, because what we would want to do is have a partner on site who could help us with some of the hours that we'd be extending if we're not staffing for those hours. It's basically Snap Fitness for libraries. You use your library card, you scan it, you can use the library. And different libraries have used that new technology in different ways. Some have opted to just do holds pickup. Some have given full-fledged access to the library. So if we're going to test this, we need a community partner who has a shared facility. So the policy just opens the door for that to happen should it come up in the next couple of years. And then the last one that we removed is ebook download station. When we wrote the development plan in 2016, that's something we could have offered. It no longer exists. So we needed to take it off the menu.
All right. Thanks for that. I'm going to ask for a motion and a second, and then more discussion if needed. So I need a motion and a second for the library development policy revision.
Mr. Chair, I move approval.
I have a motion from Lisa. Second. I need a second from Mary. Any more discussion?
The drive time criteria, it says 15 minutes of drive time from another GRRL already. I thought there was a miles criteria, too, that we had before. Did that change? Or was it
that
just a...
It did exist at one point in time. I think that was two development plans ago.
Right. So right now we just have a 15-minute drive time.
Correct.
Any more discussion? I have a motion and a second. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. All right. We could take a 5-minute break if you guys want to, or we can keep moving on. It's up to you guys.
Moving.
Moving it is. All right. Now you got to bring it up.
Oh, now we need our checklist.
Yep.
So first.
So we'll do the closed hearing for our employee performance review for the executive director, Karen. And at this time, I'll ask for a motion and a second to close the meeting. Mm-hmm. I have a motion from Jane and a second from Mary. Oh. Any more discussion?
Whatever.
Not those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. We closed the closed session at 6:58. We can move to board open forum 13.
Nope,
Dave?
Nothing, thank you.
Wayne?
Have a great Thanksgiving.
I was going to say the same. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Heard from you, Melissa. All right.
Happy Thanksgiving to everyone.
All right. And I just have one. We may have a director's meeting in December.
Yep. Well, we can talk about that in the other closed session.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, okay. Yep. Okay. So other than that, I have nothing. Fran?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Snowblowers are on sale at Fran's place.
All right. Good to know.
That's all I got.
All right. Dan?
Been a good run.
That's right. You're going away after this year, too, aren't you? Sorry to hear about that.
Terming out, or?
Pardon me?
Are you terming off, or?
Next year is going to be pretty busy for me.
Is it? Oh.
I've got a formidable opponent, so.
Oh. He's running for commissioner.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's it, but Fran, you're done after this year, too, are you not? So there we go.
And thank you for the bookmobile picture. And I'd like to ask you, was it a 58 or a 62?
Don't know. I can maybe find out.
Michael, anything?
We have not provided you cover this year, unlike last year for your levy increases, so you're on your own.
Lee, anything?
Nothing pertains to this. I'll be chair of my county board in 2020.
Well, congratulations to that.
And I'm up, for a re-election, and I'll run again. I'm the longest tenured Stearns County commissioner. I guess I'm just a slow learner.
What's your definition of 10 years, like one term?
Who, me?
Yeah.
This is 29, and next year will be 30.
Wow.
See, I'm a slow learner.
Yeah.
I'm up for election, too.
So your impeachment hearings are going on real well.
But that's one I'd want to listen to.
All right. So we appreciate all that.
Mr. Chair, Lisa. And did Carlin have her baby? Did we hear?
She was due in November.
She was due. Last time we were here.
Believe it or not. She was
a new board
member.
Said
she was going to be here, and she's not. So
I know.
That maybe is the sign.
Never know.
Maybe
you could email something out to the rest of the board members.
Yeah,
if
we find out, that'd be great.
That one, so that'd be nice.
She's new.
Okay, anything else on the open forum? If not, we're going to move on to the next closed session.
Who collects these?
Julia will. Okay. Should we just pass them down to Julia?
If you really want to mix Julia up, everybody switch them.
Yeah, switch your numbers around.
Julie's
just leave
quick.
Julie alone.
So at this time, we'll have a closed meeting for the labor negotiation strategy. I'll need a motion and a second.
So move, Mr. Chair.
I have a motion, and I have a motion from Ed, second from Mary. We'll be closing the meeting at 7:30. Next meeting is, we have a December 17th Board of Executive Committee, so that's when, otherwise, the true board meeting will be January 21st.
You got to do this yet.
Oh, yeah.
And maybe.
Oh, yeah. Fran.
We want pictures?
What?
You want your picture taken and put in the St. Cloud Times?
Cold Spring Record.
We just want to, how many years have you been on since 2017? Where did that time go, right?
Yeah.
That time go.
Here's a certificate of appreciation, Fran. Again, thank you for serving on the board. We will miss you. And make sure you sell lots of lawn mowers.
Can you get a bookmobile in the background? Do a Photoshop.
I'll see if we can get communication.
Yes.
So Dan, you're another one. 2014 he's been on the board. Holy Christ. So,
that 14, that was when I got on the board. I said, what did you get me into?
So Dan, so now.
That was not a good
year. This is 10 years. If he's elected county commissioner, maybe he can get back on the board again.
So when his term is up, I will be back as county commissioner.
What?
When your term is up.
Well, if you're an elected county commissioner, you will be.
I will be.
Well, that's the thing.
I understand that.
Are we football players? I will be.
Since 2014, yes,
you've
been famous on the board.
I don't know.
Don't you want to get repaid?
No. With all that, I ask for a motion to adjourn.
So move.
Melissa, most makes a motion. I need a second.
Second.
All right, I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed, motion carried. Wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. The ones I don't see, Merry Christmas.